don't expect to have things change if you don't make changes. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we listen in as Mel Robbins talks with us about how to have more success in both life and business. Enjoy.
I think you should chase what energizes you. Everyone talks about passion, legacy, purpose, blah, 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 blah. The one word to pay attention to is energy.
I love that.
That's it. Let's simplify this.
Okay.
So whatever energizes you, naturally expands you, feels like possibility, is exciting to do. It may be scary. That doesn't matter. It has to do with how it makes you feel.
Right.
When you were in your 20s, money made you feel good. It expanded you. It energized you. Chasing the money, that was the game. That was your passion. That was your There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. And I particularly want to say that to the women that are watching.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Because it is socialized into women not to chase success like that, not to go after the money. And so if what energizes you is amassing wealth, go for it. But what and the reason why I say that is because people talk about the word passion or purpose.
Right.
And the truth is, it's not a person, place, or a thing. It's not. It is the feeling of being expanded and energized.
Right.
If you're pursuing your passion, it means that you wake up every day and are energized. Mm-hmm. So instead of trying to think, what's my purpose? What's my passion? What's my purpose? What's my passion? I don't know.
Yeah.
Instead of thinking like that, I want you instead to ask yourself, what could I do today that would energize me? What energizes me? If it's making money, figure out how to make money.
Right.
If it is making a difference, figure out how to make a difference. It could be in any single shape or form. But if it energizes you, that's what you need to follow. And what happens is that passion also, because it's energy, it dissipates over time. Because when you first start making money, it's thrilling.
Yeah.
Thrilling. There is nothing more exhilarating than making your first million.
Yeah.
Nothing more exhilarating. Yeah. But what happens is once you learn how to do something once, you can do it over and over again. And so it starts to become routine, which means it's no longer energizing.
Right.
Which is why every entrepreneur out there goes through the mode of chasing the money, and then you hit the money that you need to make, and then you're like, I'm not fulfilled. What's my purpose? I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I went to that.
I need to find the way. You know, I did the, everybody does.
Yeah.
And it's because you were energized by the money, and now you're not.
Yeah.
Now you got to be energized by the next thing.
Rule number 2, take action.
One night, Chris had gone to bed. I had been struggling. We still had all the same problems. We still had a lien on the house, still facing bankruptcy, still fighting like crazy. I was still unemployed. They still hadn't figured out like the solution yet for the business. And I was about to turn off the TV, and there on the TV, there was this rocket launching. And I thought, oh my gosh, that is it. I am going to launch myself out of bed like a rocket ship, like NASA right here had launched me out of that bed. And I'm going to move so fast that I don't think. Mm. I'm going to beat my brain. Now, here's a really interesting point. I talk a lot about your instincts and inner wisdom. And we can get into this a little bit later, but a lot of us talk about the fact that you have a gut feeling. But what all this research that I've done for the book and all the speaking that I do, what I've discovered that's fascinating is actually when you set goals, when you have an intention on something that you want to change about your life, your brain helps you. What it does is it opens up a checklist, and then your brain goes to work trying to remind you of that intention that you set. And it's really important to develop the skill, and I say that word purposefully, the skill of knowing how to hear that inner wisdom and that intention kicking in and leaning into it quickly. Mm. So for me, my brain saying, that's it, right there, move as fast as a rocket, Mel. I wanted to change my life. And I think most people that are miserable or that are really like dying to be great and dying to have more, we want to change. We want to live a better life. We want to create more for our families. We want to be happier. The desire is there. Again, it's about how do you go from knowledge to action. So the first thing in this story that's important is realizing that the answer was in me. And my mind was telling me, pay attention. Could have also been the bourbon. I had a couple of Manhattans that night. But anyway, the next morning, the alarm goes off, and I pretended NASA was there. It's the stupidest story. I literally went 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I counted out loud, and then I stood up. And I'll never forget standing there in my bedroom. It was dark. It was cold. It was winter in Boston. Mm. And for the first time in 3 months, I had beaten my habit of hitting the snooze button. Our minds are designed to stop you at all costs from doing anything that might hurt you.
You might want to get honest with yourself. Like, instead of doing this, I want to be a millionaire, I want to do this. Do you really? Because you can make it happen. You actually can. Look at all the idiots that are making money. You can make money.
If you didn't give a shit what anybody else thought, what's the thing you would love to be doing with your life?
Rule number three, stop waiting for permission.
A lot of you feel stuck because you're waiting for some kind of external force to either push you and pressure you to change and to be great and to be amazing, or you're waiting for somebody to give you permission. You're either sitting back because you need some sort of external motivation from somebody that's going to push you or praise you or pressure you in order to change, or some life circumstance, like maybe in your past you've experienced trauma or you faced something really scary and that was the thing that made you change. And then the second thing that people wait around for is permission. Look, those may or may not come in your life. If you are somebody that is sitting around waiting for some external force to come and do the work for you, that is such a losing bet. It's unbelievable. Maybe you'll get lucky. Maybe somebody will come, but more than likely, no one is coming.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.